So this is By George. I'm here with Darren Robinson. We're at homecoming, and I just want to get your feelings. Did you go to the pregame tailgate before the game?
No, I did not. I was actually out celebrating my mother's birthday, but I'm just excited to be here for homecoming game.
And I know that you've been here. I've seen you come to games. Sorry, it's loud in here. So I've seen you come to games. Do you just come through a student, or do you have season tickets?
I come in as a student. I'm a student here at Mason.
And what year are you in?
I'm my second year, sophomore.
What are you majoring in, and where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Stafford, Virginia, majoring in accounting with a minor in sport management.
Did you go to Brook Point, or what school in Stafford did you go to?
I went to Mountain View High School.
Oh, okay. And so tell me, what interests you about coming to games? What keeps you going? I mean, we've been bad for a couple of years. What keeps you coming to games?
I just love basketball. I've been playing basketball my whole life. I've always wanted to play at the next level. Well, I guess some things don't come true, but I'm just glad to be here at Mason. I just love basketball. I love coming to see him play. Basketball's in my blood.
And did you try out for the Mason during the open tryouts?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but I just keep my support, and I still keep coming.
Okay, tell me a little bit about campus, your life on campus. Where do you go? You know, where do you eat? All that kind of stuff.
I don't really go off campus. So I mean, I might go off for a couple parties or something. But I eat in the diner on here. Occasionally, I'll go off campus. But I like the life on campus. Getting to meet new people. I'm still trying to meet new people. Becoming more sociable. Trying to develop and grow as a college student. And it's a blessing for me to be here at Mason.
Okay, and the last question, do you know By George? If so, what do you know about By George?
Unfortunately, I don't know anything about By George. I just saw that on Instagram, and I saw George Mason. I said, why not? I'm a student here. Why not follow him?
Okay, so my request to you would be, we have a podcast. We do a George Mason basketball podcast. Follow us. You go to your app. You type in By George, GMU. Tell the fans why they should show up to games.
Well, it's Mason. They need support. And without this support, I don't know how successful they would be. But most of the support comes through us, and it makes them play harder, I think.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yep, and make sure to tune in to our next podcast. You'll hear yourself.
Thank you. Yeah.
By George, Mason Nation popped big league at homecoming.
Woo!
Big league! So we got to give it up to the fans, both students and season ticket holders and just Fairfaxians.
Fairfaxians? Is that the... just Googled it. It's true. That's what they're called.
And Mason grads, of course. We all stepped up.
I thought everyone showed up. I mean, you... Can we get into it? Can we get into the tailgating?
Yeah.
Look, I loved it. We actually haven't been to a tailgate for a while now for homecoming.
At least not a cool one.
Right. And well, technically it's been rather cold the last few tailgates. Clearly because Mason doesn't have a football team, and so we have to have a mid-February basketball tailgate, which usually brings colder weather. But either way, we had a nice warm day, weather cooperated, students showed up, fans showed up, the tailgate was awesome, everyone was having fun, it looked like. People were drinking beers, loud music. You know, GK, Giant Killer, put on his own little
Yeah, they
tailgate.
Brought pulled pork. They brought ribs. They had some steak that tastes like beef jerky. They had a bunch of beers.
We had our Mason flag flying high next to the American flag. I was saluting that every 5 minutes.
We had, like when Trump saluted Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
That was so patriotic. But I had a blast. I thought, you know, partying with Giant Killer, I thought we were going to be the 30-year-olds with a bunch of students. And we noticed a lot of former alum of frats and sorority showed up. It wasn't just students. It was a blast. I would recommend next year you find your way over to Lot K.
Right. And I also didn't think it was that weird that you could conceivably be standing next to like a 40-year-old guy with his like 10-year-old son, and there'd be like a sorority chick like bent grinding up next to like some drunk frat dude, and I was just kind of like, whatever, let's roll with it.
Yeah, I think the most wild thing we saw was just people raging on truck beds. I mean, and the suspensions were about to pop.
And if you're like a Mason alum like us, you know that like Mason, it can have fun, but it never gets like buck wild. You know, it can get like a little crazy, but this like it was contained. Wild, you know, it was fun, but no one was like going crazy. There was like one guy arrested I saw who just passed out.
He got taken away in an ambulance.
Right. He may be dead, so it's not a funny thing. But either way.
But one thing I would like to say is that Mason, it didn't really force its own bits onto the tailgate. Like it wasn't, they had one tent, the tent wasn't tight, the DJ had no one around him, they only had 3 XLs left. I mean, they didn't force it down our throats, and I think they just kind of let people make their own fun.
Also, we didn't even go to the Dewberry Hall. I guess it was more intended for like the adult crowd. They had a beer tasting. I'm sure that was fun. We actually had some friends go to that. They said it was cool. So all in all, it was awesome. We actually went to the game early. We actually had a brew in the Gold Room?
We don't even know what to call it.
The Gold Room?
It's nicely stored right down in the basement. They got, you know, the walls all painted green and gold.
Well,
warm and fuzzies.
To sort of show how that's sort of not really our scene, we didn't even really know how to get there. So we just kind of walked through this door and like happened to knock over like a sign.
The sign
made
read
that kind of like a scene, but we put it back up. We weren't like a drunk mess.
People just staring at us. Right, I mean, that definitely wasn't the entrance, but you know what? We're going to enter that door more often here going forward.
I hope not. I mean, we learned from our lesson not to open that door again.
You went back at halftime. So the game itself, never really thought that we were going to lose.
Right.
Yeah, we went through a little stretch of not scoring.
Why
they hit some
that?
Threes late. But I just feel like our defense.
Is that just confidence? I think that's like two games in a row now where there have been like runs where I just kind of didn't really get that scared. Where we'd have a scoring drought. I think we went maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes. And I was just kind of okay with it. I actually had complete confidence that our team would step up. And they did. I mean,
I think, our starters are playing a lot of minutes.
Right.
And so now I'm really starting to wonder, you know, is this winning streak because of a more condensed bench?
Emphasis on more. Right, because it appears as if we have four scorers. I mean, we could, you know, list off Jenkins, Moore, Otis, and Gray are always going to be good for about 11 to 12 points per game. And then you're going to get Kyer, who's just going to facilitate, do what he needs to do. He's not going to put up big points, but we don't really need that from him. And then we're going to get some bench points. Hopefully Ian Boyd comes back. He'll be able to contribute. Tamara's now starting to step up into his big man role.
Yeah, Paulson really praised him in the presser.
Right.
He said that was probably the best game Tamara's played. So, you know, I think that doesn't bode well for Daniel's playing time.
And to be fair, our team played a clean game. They shot 6 free throws. That's wild.
Right.
And especially for an atmosphere like that, we had a ton of fans showing up. Typically for a younger team, they freeze. They get a little scared. They've done that in the past. When we pack the place, they, you know, their shots, you know, go off the rim. They play a little stiff. I mean, we shot 25 free throws compared to their 6. I mean, there's the reason why we won.
I mean, 46% from 3 is awesome for us. And then we shot well from the free throw line, closed the game out with rebounds and free throws.
Right. And so the quote-unquote reigning, you know, rookie of the year, Chartouni, he showed up. He put up his points. He kind of said, hey, Otis, you know, look at me. And because there was a bit of a debate, either him or Otis should have won rookie of the year, freshman of the year. He delivered kind of in the points, but no one else on that team stepped up. There was a guy 1 of 9 from 3. Meanwhile, just we had consistent scoring again, you know, and that's kind of like a, you know, if you remember back to those old Larinaga teams, you'd have like four or five guys like right around 10 points per game. No one doing too much, no one doing too little. So kudos to Paulson.
Fordham bombed.
Essentially. That team beat VCU. Woo!
Yeah.
VCU's got to take a look in the mirror.
I wish we played them twice. But that's that. The game was awesome. Atmosphere was great. We really want to thank the students, the fans.
But also, we went to the press conference afterwards. Also, we were the only ones there.
Right.
Step up, Steinberg. either way, so we showed up and we asked them, you know, what was the big contributing factor? What helped, you know, lead you guys to this win? Or I don't know what the hell we said. We were kind of bent. But essentially, they said the team or the fans. We fed off the crowd. We fed off the noise. Of course they are. And that's why home court advantage is a thing. That's why we haven't been dominant at home, because the fans haven't been traditionally showing up. And so VCU has their havoc. They have their home court advantage. That's why they're winning. If Mason Nation could step up, and obviously we're not asking for homecoming crowds, but just bring that noise, bring that energy, bring the excitement, bring the fraternities, bring the alum that are excited to see the game. The fans and the team clearly fed off each other. It was a beautiful
thing. They ran through the student section after the win, and I mean, the place popped. We got our pictures, you know, that we posted both to Instagram and Twitter. Make sure to check us out at Twitter at @ByGeorgeGMU and on Instagram at @By_George.
You think anybody's ever actually rewound the podcast and written that down?
We just got up over 2,700 followers on Instagram, and we're about to get to 800 on Twitter. So people are following By George.
Yeah, well, you're pulling a Trump because you're essentially bragging about how you won the Electoral College
When you listen to Chad Dukes, he's constantly plugging himself, right? I mean, I'm just learning from the great.
He's a Trump supporter.
So, post-game, you know, in the presser, the one thing I kind of wonder why, like, when Mason posts the presser, do they not include the questions? Like, do we not do a good job asking the questions? Like, why exclude us and then, like, put your own little
quotes in
there?
The mic was on. You were holding a mic, but I was like, is this thing even on?
The question I thought was the most interesting was I asked Jalen what he would tell the younger guys going forward, you know, just in the program. And he said, listen to this guy, and patted Paulson on the back. And I thought that continues to tell us, you know, more Sices Paulson, Jenkins Sices Paulson. I mean, the kids are bought in.
He's clearly a hard ass, but I think at the end of the day, as a player, you got to appreciate what he's doing to elevate their game. And, you know,
burn your boats, right?
I was about to curse, but I didn't. But burn
we got some interviews that we did at halftime with the students. Go ahead and listen. We'll be back to talk Richmond.
Or if you
don't,
you could just kind of end the thing now. But we're actually going to talk about Richmond, so that should be kind of fun.
We're going to kind of stay tuned.
Or don't. You know, just turn us off.
I'm here with Dylan. We're at homecoming in the student section. Dylan, tell me have you graduated? Are you a current student? Tell me your situation.
I'm currently a senior looking to graduate this spring and studying civil engineering, making almost every basketball game I can. Love it.
And what brought you to Mason? Where are you from, etc.?
Came to Mason for something different, a new experience. Met the basketball team, idea-wise, back when they went to the Final Four in 2006. Live in Jersey and wanted something different. They showed up.
Where about in New Jersey do you live? I have a lot of family that's from Morristown. So where in New Jersey did you grow up?
Close to there. Live in northern New Jersey, Allendale, right in Bergen County there. Great, right next to the city. So try to make it to the basketball games when they're in Brooklyn for the tournament.
And tell me, why should fans show up to games? You told me you've been coming to a lot of games. Please tell our other students why we should start showing up.
Yeah, so I've been coming to games ever since I was a freshman, all 4 years. It's more of an experience. I make an experience a fun time, hanging out with my friends kind of thing, more than just a game of basketball. And for me, it's like a love, a passion that I've always had in my life. It's just something to be a part of the Mason community, really.
And so the reason we got into this interview is because you noticed my shirt. You noticed that I'm with By George. Yeah. Tell me how you know about By George. Have you listened to our podcast? If not, you need to start.
Absolutely. I followed on Instagram, met through the Giant Killer website, like following the Instagram stuff, getting the updates, nice pictures, really sweet, and it's always just great to be updated with Mason. Podcast, always great discussion. I love listening to podcasts, doing homework, or driving home, so it's good. I love it.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Keep rooting hard, man, and good work. Hopefully you graduate soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, so I'm here with David, Giant Killer. We're watching the game. It's about 19 minutes left in the second half. Giant Killer, tell me a little bit about yourself, why you're doing this, what you're doing, and tell them a little bit about what we're about.
Man, I'm just trying to get kids more interested in basketball, you know? It's a great program. More students are really going to get more involved. And we're just trying to make it a little fun, a little more interesting for students.
And for those who don't know, By George and Giant Killer, we're doing this shit for free. Giant Killer, tell us a little bit about what exactly it is that you do for campus and what you plan to do even after you graduate.
For us, it's just more of like getting it hip, you know, graphic designs, things like that, getting students out, more like on-campus presence, and just relating to students. At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do.
Tell us about the first time we met. What do you know about By George, and should they be listening to our podcasts?
They're a bunch of alumni that just really want to, you know, make Mason basketball great again. And, you know, we're all for that, you know. We're on the By George train.
Hey, thanks a lot, Giant Killer. You know, we'll talk again. We just want to thank you for everything you've done for us, and make sure we root hard. Let's grab some beers after the game if we win.
All right, bet. Let's get it.
Riveting stuff there. Absolutely riveting.
I can't believe Giant Killer's never been on a podcast before, but we had to get him on. Glad we got a chance to go around and talk to some students. They were actually pretty excited to talk to us.
They're probably hammered.
Yeah. One guy, if you listen to me, openly admitted to trying out for the team and not making it. I kind of felt bad while I was talking to him.
Right. Should we like at least forward his information to Paulson?
We do. By George does have kids hitting us up to try to get us to like give Paulson their tape. It's like, who do you think we are?
That kid's probably listening right now and probably disappointed. So that's
well,
we
I
are.
Did send it to Paulson, and yeah, Paulson so. Never responded. So, Richmond,
U of R. Yeah, that's who we're playing next. So look ahead.
Kind of a similar game to U of R.
Yeah, University of Richmond. That's how the acronym.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to confuse you. University of Rhode Island?
I'll have another Tecate. So last game was actually kind of similar to the Fordham game where we got a lead and we just kind of kept the lead all game long.
So you're referring back to the last Richmond game. And yeah, we were up big league, if you remember. At one point we were up, God, it felt like 20 or something. Now, granted, yeah, did they come back and we sort of held them off because they made a late run, but again, that's a testament to this team. You know, they can withstand runs. They do just enough to win.
How are they going to contain Moore this time? I mean, Moore had 25 and 13, just straight killed them. And again, our starters played really well.
Right. I don't think they have anybody personally to defend Jenkins. Jenkins really excels versus, like, tall, lengthy white guys.
They have to double him.
Yeah. When you have a tall, lengthy white guy, Jenkins is going to kill you.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you double Jenkins at this point, I mean, we are top in the league in three-point shooting now. So yeah. You double him, you leave someone open.
We went from, like, worst in the nation last year. I think we were, like, historically bad to now killing it. So.
And Moore's hitting threes,
that's
elevating
random.
His game.
That's
so,
random.
I mean, sure, go ahead, double Jenkins. If you don't, he's going to kill you. If he does, he may find the open pass, and our three-point game will kill you. So
right. So who are their big threats? Well, obviously, TJ Klein. Who? For me, though, like a lot of people are like, A-10 player of the week.
PD Buckets.
Right. Potential, player of the year. On paper, he's nice. And yeah, he gets the love from Larry Fitzgerald on Twitter. I don't know what that connection is. But just like seeing him live, like versus us, and his numbers were fine. 3 of 5 from three, 11 rebounds, 21 points last game. He wasn't giving me like this mismatch nightmare, like this guy is really one of the best players in the league. I just didn't feel it from him. But
and everyone on a team is going to get theirs. I mean, he scores. I don't really know who else is a scoring threat. I mean, Jones had 19. Buckingham had 11. Guy came off the bench and scored 12.
But they kind of struggled from three. And that was at home. And they actually brought, you know, a pretty good crowd whenever they played us, because they were on, I think they were the lone man in the A-10 for first place. So yep. Now, right now they're 9-3, and we are
7-5.
7-5. And so, yeah, if we beat them, you know, let's look ahead. Granted, we have a great history of Richmond. I think if we wanted to do predictions, we would both maybe predict a win.
Yeah, I'm predicting a win.
So let's look, and I hate looking ahead, but fuck it. They would be 9-4, and suddenly we're 8-5. Now we have one game separating us. Not to say like we're going to finish top three, because we have a very daunting schedule coming up, but you know, you start to look ahead at the seeding in the A-10 tournament. Where do you want to be? Do you want that first round bye? Do you want this first and second bye? You know, what?
I think it's as simple as we want to get ourselves out of that play-in game.
If well, we I think we've done on, that. That's pretty safe to assume. 7-5. Duquesne is 2-10. St. Joe is 3-9. UMass is 3-9. You know, St. Louis. Yeah, 4-8, Fordham 4-8. Yeah,
we have a tough stretch. We're good. You know, if we can go into this tough stretch and beat a Dayton and beat a GW and get some wins here, I mean, we could really set ourselves up for a fun A-10 run.
Yeah, this is going to go, you know, a few different ways. We're either going to surprise a bunch of teams and hell, we'll finish top three in the A-10. We'll maybe split a few games, which is way, you know, obviously more likely, or we can absolutely bomb, because we struggle against GW anyways, and then we have Dayton, VCU, Rhode Island. I mean, these are some of the premier.
Yeah, we haven't played Rhode Island or Dayton yet.
Right, and so they're good, and so there is a possibility, Mason Nation, that we might not win a few of these games, and I mean, they're not great, you know, matchups for us, but I think this game, though, we need to. We cannot give this one up. This is Richmond. It's a winnable game. We're at home. We're coming off homecoming win.
We do have Duquesne, I think, at some point to close this year out. Hopefully we can get to 20 wins. How awesome would that be? I mean, both of us probably predicted 10 wins to start this season.
Seeing us with, 17-8, seeing like that single-digit loss still at this point just looks awesome.
It's fun, man. It's fun. Can't hate on the season. Can't hate on Paulson. We love the players. Going to be sad to see Marquise Moore and Jenkins go this year. When Chris can contest, I usually hate on the seniors, and I'm excited for them to leave. I'm going to be a little bit sad for these two to go.
You going to cry, you little bitch?
So that's that. We both predict a win. It's going to be at home. Fans show.
It's Valentine's Day. Ooh, God. What the hell was that?
Got to put the jacks away.
That was gross. Either way, it's on Valentine's Day. If anybody remembers the last Valentine's Day game versus VCU, that one worked out pretty well. So now we got another team from Richmond on Valentine's Day.
good one. All right, guys.
Wasn't a joke?
That's that.
It's a fact.
Fake facts. All right, guys.
It was an actual fact.
We'll see you later. Stay tuned. We got our Daniel Helvao interview coming out later this week as well. So stay tuned.
Or not. You know, you could completely.
What could they do, Chris?
They could stop listening. They could say, look, these guys are nebby.
Well, if you're GMU 05, then you probably aren't listening. Or are you?
We are calling you out!
So I'm here with Steven in the student section. Steven, tell me, did you go to the tailgate? If so, why? If not, why?
I did go to the tailgate because it's a great way to, you know, socialize with all your friends, you know, get to see all the fraternities and the Greek life, you know, come out there and have fun. Music's playing. There's lots of good food. It's just a great way to, you know, have fun before the game. You know, we get this once a year. And so I think, you know, it's a great, great just time to just have fun, you know, dance around a bit. You know, and then you get to go to the game afterwards, and it's just like a good day of fun.
Why would you suggest coming to Mason games?
I love coming to Mason games. I suggest them because a lot of students get to come, a lot of parents are involved, and it's, you know, it's another great way to just have fun. You know, you get to cheer on your team, you get to watch them play. It's just a good, like, it's just really exciting stuff.
All right, as you can hear, it's loud in here. So, all right, Steven, what are you majoring here at George Mason?
My major is sport management with a minor in business.
And would you say you come to every game? You know, tell other people why, you know, it's free, right? So tell other people, you know, why they should show up.
Yeah, I go to almost every game that I can make. You know, it's kind of hard during the week with class and studying and everything. But I definitely recommend all students going because it's just the one thing that it really brings together all the students in this school because, you know, we can fit a lot of kids in here, a lot of parents come. And, you know, it's one of the most popular things on campus. And, you know, when students come here, you know, we all have fun. We all cheer really loud. And I think, you know, it's just a lot of good times with your friends and stuff. It can just make for a great day.
All right, Steven, thank you for your time. Let us know where you're from and what you plan on doing after college.
So I'm from Leesburg, Virginia. It's about 45 minutes away to the west. And I definitely plan on becoming a GM for a sports team one day.
All right, Steven, man, keep rooting hard, man. Thanks for the interview, and I'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, man. Thank you.